There you go, 814. Mayor Bianski not with us this morning. City Council member from District 5, Art Hughes, joining us. Art, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, Scott.
Great. Hey, were you at the president's speech yesterday and about the economic impact of the Southeastern Conference? If so, did you have any thoughts on that?
I was there, and I really thought it was very enlightening. I know there had been some real concerns locally about, well, you know, what is this going to mean, especially the controversy on the Kyle Field reconstruction.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers he showed us and the reasons why they chose to go with the Southeastern Conference, I really felt like he laid it out very well.
Yeah, it actually was a business decision. Of course, as you've heard in our news reports this morning, obviously felt like we were in an environment where our voice may not have been heard as much as other schools in the Big 12. So he did what they did, what they thought was best for the university, which is, I guess, what their job really is.
I think so. And you know, things like when he showed us the line graphs on the amount of people that watched the football games from the different conferences. I mean, it was obvious that the Southeastern Conference really commands a larger audience.
Yep, and major markets.
Yeah.
Let's move to last night's council meeting. We had your comments on our newscast, but I want to give you a chance to expand if you like. 70-year-old woman, disabled, was going to have a circular driveway put in front of her home. Contractor told her he had all the permits. Apparently he didn't, and so as a result, City Council had to make a decision based on what the Landmarks Commission had said. You were in favor of making that change, and Council did. This is just kind of one of those situations where government in its size gets in the way of something that really needs to be done?
I think so. I'll be honest, when I first went into this meeting, I was not in favor of overturning the decision of the Landmark Commission. And the reason is there's a reason why we do things and how we do it, and the permitting process is in place for this very reason, that, you know, if everybody would go through the permitting process the way they should, well, then we would eliminate a lot of this confusion and a lot of the hardship that's many times suffered by the homeowner. But what I ran into here after I learned a little more about what the situation was, the lady obviously had had some needs, had some special needs, and we feel like the contractor probably didn't, wasn't up front with her. If it's true that he said he had a permit and he didn't, well, of course, that's a problem. But also right across the street was a house that had a circular driveway. And so, I don't know. It's always subjective, but I just felt like the right thing to do would be to give the lady the circular drive, because it was a need that was obvious. She had moved here for a reason. She wanted to live in this neighborhood. So I really couldn't heap a lot of blame on her.
I find it interesting that there's a street right across the street was one that had a circular drive, so it's not like a precedent was being set. I don't know what the Landmark Commission's ruling was on that, but this seems to be, as you say, kind of a common sense thing to do.
Yeah, I think so. And the reason the one was across the street is it was done before the Landmark Commission ever existed.
Okay, so they grandfathered. Okay,
right.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But still, when you say it's going to ruin the look of the neighborhood, and yet you got one right across the street, and because of the special needs that this lady had, well, I don't know, I just felt like it's the right thing to do.
All right, Hughes joining us this morning. The agenda for Tuesday's Commerce and Development meeting included a third quarter report on the operations of LaSalle Hotel. Kind of give us an idea of what I know there was an air conditioning unit that had to be replaced over the summer, but how are things looking, and what kind of expenditures do you see in the future? And maybe short term, is maybe LaSalle a property that the city will want to turn in this market?
Well, actually, the numbers at this last report we got yesterday were much improved over the previous report. And you know, we're at the point now where the LaSalle is holding its own. Occupancy rates are up. They have several measures, one called RevPAR, and which didn't mean much to me.
Or me. Okay. Yeah.
But, you know, they seem to be meeting their goals on the numbers. It's, the LaSalle is not a moneymaker for the city of Bryan. But I personally believe it's a real plus for downtown. The better the LaSalle operates, the more people stay there, the better the restaurant operates. Well, the better downtown will be, because it'll draw more people.
Are we testing the market, though? I mean, is this getting to be a market where you might be able to get that or sell that property and it not be a concern for the city?
We are. We have the LaSalle on the market. We're not. With the numbers we're getting right now, at least we feel like, except for the note payments we have on the LaSalle, well, we're not, you know, the bleeding has stopped. But we do have it on the market. It's we've had several inquiries, but as of yet, we haven't accepted any of the offers.
Art Hughes, a city council member for City Bryan. One of the things that a city council does is they approve their consent agenda. This is usually several items that you don't feel like there's any discussion necessary, and so you had a consent agenda last night, as you normally do. But included in that last night was your budget and then also some rate increases for BTU. Again, did you feel like this had been discussed enough and you were comfortable with where things were with both the budget and the BTU increase?
Oh, yes. We have, you know, we've gone over this several times. I'm also on the BTU board, so I've gone over from that end, and also they have gone over it with us several times on council. And the rate increases are, I think, are well within the envelope of what would be acceptable as far as I'm concerned. We still have some of the lowest rates in the state of Texas.
Certainly, and again, generating, get a chance to sell some in the open market. Elections are still a little ways away. The budget has now been put to bed. Is there anything else that council really needs to confront between now and election day, in your view?
Well, actually, there are several things, and they're all good things, I think. We've got a lot of interest in on the west side, the new Walmart store. There's still a lot of action going on around the Health Science Center in that area, and we're getting inquiries all the time. We've got a multifamily project that's looks like it's about 95% sure that's going to be in that general area, and we've had a lot of other interested entities that have looked out there.
Sure. Anything else on your radar screen this morning?
Not only that, those who didn't attend, and I wasn't given any money by Brazos County to say this, but the Brazos County Fair, I thought the inaugural fair went very well, and I would really encourage residents to really look forward to that next year.
Yeah, don't know what reasons we hadn't had it for so long, but I'm glad we've got one now, and I'm certainly hoping it was a success. Thanks for the time this morning.
Okay, thank
you,
Scott.
You bet. That's Art Hughes, District 5 councilman from the city of Bryan.